And if someone vomited, you'd say he was sick?
Yeah, his stomach upset.
Yeah, he's sick where?
In his stomach.
And you'd say, if your neighbor had gotten some exciting news, and as soon as she got the news, she came over and told you. You'd say, she came over here.
Very excited.
And why?
Told me the news.
Yeah, she came over here.
Running.
Well, talking about why she came over, you'd say, she came over here.
To tell me the news.
Would you ever say, for to tell me the news?
Stonewall, come answer the phone. She came over to tell me the news.
Okay. Never for to tell?
No, or to bring me the news.
And you tell a child, if you do that again, I'm going to
whip you.
Do you ever say, go and whip you or take and whip you?
No, I'm going to whip you or spank you on.
Okay. And if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, he kept on going over to the same girl's house, you'd say he was
going steady.
What did people used to say?
Going with the girl or something.
What about courting or barking?
Yeah, courting. Yeah, uh-huh.
Do you hear courting nowadays?
Yes, I guess we do.
What's the difference between courting and going steady? Is one of them more serious?
Yes, I think he's going steady, getting ready to get married mostly.
He would be called her
boyfriend.
It should be his
girlfriend.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been
smooching.
Okay. And when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, he'd say she
stopped seeing him.
Okay. Any other ways of saying that?
They broke up.
And he asked her to marry him, but she
didn't accept him, refused to marry him.
Just a second. And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she
broke the engagement, gave his ring back.
If she didn't break the engagement, you'd say they went ahead and got
married.
Any joking ways of saying that?
Hitched.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is the
best man.
And the woman with the bride is the
her bridesmaid.
And a long time ago, people would get married. Other people in the community would come around their house at night and make a lot of noise. They call that a and they'd beat on pans or fire off rifles. And
no, I haven't heard that before.
Do you ever hear of a chivalry or a serenade?
No. No more. I believe I saw a serenade on television.
What was it?
You know, to have something like a dance or something.
Uh-huh.
I saw it on TV.
What would you call a dance if you had at home?
A party.
And how would you use the words up or down or over talking about location? Like you say, last week I saw in what, Rustin? I saw in
over in Rustin.
Why would you say over?
I guess that's a slang word they use.
What if you're talking about Alexandria? You say, I saw him.
Down in Alexandria.
And El Dorado? You say, I saw him. Or Bastro? I saw him.
Up in Bastro.
And say if there was trouble at a party, you say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
leader.
Or if they arrested everybody, so they arrested
the whole group.
Anything else you'd say besides group?
No, everybody.
Okay. And what about the whole push? Did you ever hear that?
No, never heard that.
And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school.
It would be out.
And after vacation, children would say, when does school
start?
And if a child left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you'd say she
played hooky for school.
What if she was in college or so? You'd say she
cut.
And you go to school to get a
education.
And after high school, you go on to
further your education.
You might go to
college.
And after kindergarten, you go into the
grade school, first grade.
Any old-fashioned name for first grade?
No.
And years ago, children sat on benches, but now they sit at
desks.
And each child has his own
desk.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library.
And to mail a package.
You'd go to the post office.
And you'd stay overnight in a strange town at a
motel, a hotel.
And you'd see a play or a movie at a
theater.
And if you had to have an operation, you'd go into the
hospital.
Huh?
Hospital.